Okay, so continuing with our journey through our day, we already mentioned that as you're walking from your house to shul, there's a couple of mitzvot you could do. He said you could do v'hafta, take upon yourself, v'hafta l'recha kamocha, sing the song, right? You could think to yourself, every time I say Hashem's name, I'm going to have the kavana. He is, he was, he always will be, he's the master of the world. And once you make that tonight, it counts for all the times you say Hashem's name, according to some poskim. And today we're going to talk about checking your tzitzis, right? So the Arizal is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah that a tzaddik is someone who, tzaddik, yafrid tzitziotav tamid. Skipped a yud in there, but it's okay. He's the Arizal. So if someone who's a tzaddik, he's always checking his tzitzis, which means that basically you're supposed to make sure that they're straight and not entangled. If they get entangled, it could be problematic, and just checking to make sure the knots are not undone. Mishnah Berurah even recommends looking at the corners to make sure that everything's in its right place. And this is actually so important that the Vilna Gaon said you have to do it. You're obligated to check before you do anything. Even if you're going to miss davening with the tzibor, the Vilna Gaon says you got to check your tzitzis. The Be'er Halacha, however, disagrees and says no. You don't have to miss minyan for the sake of checking your tzitzis. And the Chazon Ish also says that it's just a hiddur mitzvah. It's a more beautiful way of fulfilling tzitzis, but it's not obligatory. And that's how we paskin. So Maisa, you wouldn't miss davening for it. But if on your way to walking to shul, you remember it's a very, very cool thing to do. Check your tzitzis. Also, the end of davening, you can check your tzitzis, your talis, before you put away your talis. It's a good practice. There's one more advantage of checking your tzitzis, which is that as you're checking your tzitzis, you can remind yourself, what's the point of tzitzis? Right? Why am I wearing tzitzis? Right? What are tzitzis there to do for us? They're supposed to remind us to do the mitzvahs, right? Or slap us on the face. But slap us on the face, remind us to do the 613 mitzvahs. And a lot of times you don't even really think about this. You just put them on and don't really think about it. And if you put on an alarm clock and it's supposed to remind you of something, but you don't remember what it's supposed to remind you of, it's not going to remind you of that. So the tzitzis is actually one of the three mitzvahs that you specifically have to have kavanah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Sukkis, tefillin, and tzitzis. Like the Torah explicitly says, mantis kruet kom tzitzis, in order to remember to do the mitzvahs. So that's what the Bach says. It's like a good Bach to know. But if you want to remember to do the mitzvah, it's a good practice to be check your tzitzis and strive for truth. So Michtav Eliyahu even suggests that you take one mitzvah upon yourself. Every day you say, oh, the tzitzis is going to remind me to do this mitzvah. And that way, when you see them, it's going to practically remind you of doing the mitzvahs. Okay. So that's checking your tzitzis and reminding yourself to do the mitzvahs through the tzitzis.